So I'm holding over here, Lamed Hey, Amud Beis. Gufa. Gufa. Amar Abba Ban Nasa. Tanu Chita V'Hoidel Abisarim Pata. We saw that if I came and tied it to you, that you are Mechitim, and you came and were Moide Abisarim, you Pata. So that was Rabba Ban Nasa's Chiddush. So back to you, Mike and Mash Malon, what's the Chiddush, Tanina? We learned Tanu Chita V'Hoidel Abisarim Pata. So it's already, he's coming and saying it's a Meira. It's Tanina, we learned it already in a Mishnah that it's a very said Tanu Mechitim V'Hoidel Abisarim is Pata. So the more Ime Hasam have, I mean a Pata mit Mechitim V'Chayiv Abisarim. When it says Pata, I come to tie it to you, the Yom Mechitim. And you say Sa'irin, so you're Pata, but what does Pata mean? Pata means from Chitim. But Yechayiv and the Mesayim. Kamash Malon, the Pata Lagamri. That's what coming to say. No, the Yipata and Gansen. So, that means from the Braisa itself, I would say that about the Yipata, I agree the Yipata, but what are Yipata? Yipata from Chitim. Sa'irin Yibichayiv, Kamash Malon, the Yipata Lagamri. That's what was the Pshat? So he said, yes, the Pshat was because since you were Michael, that's a mechila. That's automatic mechila, because since you're not mourning by me, you're not being teveh esayim. So therefore, mechila, it's a mechila.
Rabbanasim's words are the exact same thing.
Yeah,
it's
not good. But I'm saying obviously we're teaching him that he knew this brisa and he's coming to be meisif. So obviously, what's he got to meisif? He's got to meisif. This then.
It's not necessarily so. It says you only 10 liters of
chitin.
No, 10 liters of
sorry.
It's worth the same thing. It doesn't mean it's worth the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
No, because it's worth the same thing.
No, he's saying that the words. He's saying the words, not words. He's saying the words are the same. Yeah. Zaktim avayte. Tnan. We look now. Mishnah hayin is zaktin shnayim echad gadav echad katan. There was one a gadav, one a katan. Ha. So but then we say that what happens? We say that the Nizik said that the gadol hit the gadol and the cotton hit the cotton. And the Mazik says no, that the gadol, sorry, yeah, right. The Mazik says the gadol hit the cotton and the cotton hit the gadol. So, and what do we say? The chayra. And we say, it doesn't mean raya shakal. Because I'm a Mazik. He takes at least like the Mazik said. Amai chitim v'sa'ir ninu. It's the same exact case as Tanu Mechitim V'Hoidel Abisarim. I said gadol, you said cotton. So that means we're not talking to the same taina. You're tining gadol and I'm tining cotton. So why are you chayiv? Why are you chayiv to pay chach? Like the mazik, I it's mamash and Tanu Mechitim V'Hoidel Abisarim. It's two different payments. And still over there we say that you're, and over there we say chayiv and Rabbi Bar Nosson said that you potter. So Shvei Rabbi Nosson, this Mishnah Shvei Rabbi Nosson. This is the same cash we had yesterday. I'm thinking, well, Roy Lita the Ain Loi. It's not the pshat that you could take it. If he brings a raya, then he could take it. Roy Lita, he could have taken it, the Ain Loi, and Itaka can't take it. So it's a very big doichik, the taich of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that, we learned up the Mishnah. The pshat was that the vaila, you pay what the mazik says. He's saying, no, really, you popped it completely. In fact, the more of a tanya, I would let Nebraisa claw, it isn't Mishtam al Kotman and a Godel, Ula Godel and a Kotman. It says claw and Nebraisa. And when the Mishnah said it's Alocha, that you pay, the Mazik pays like he said. What do you mean it's Tanu Mechitim V'Hoidel Abisarim, the Mazik should be Patang Anson. And for the Gemara, the Tafas is talking about a case where the Nizik went and was Typhus the Shah. He was Typhus it.
Which Shah?
Yeah, doesn't say.
Mashman the way the mazik is.
Yeah.
There's a problem here because
Tvisa
helped to
catch
it that he takes the
gun. Chayonat, but if Metzim Chavel Raya, if the whole thing's a Raya, then we'd say Tvisa does work.
Yeah, but
Chayonat, if
we saw Tvisa, doesn't help
the Tvisa. Yeah, okay.
But if it was
toughest
before, he's minded that he was that's not his, that he wears.
Yeah.
So how's Tvisa help him? I was just saying, I'm running the goof up.
Yeah.
The best way
to learn toughness
is both
strong. Yeah. Okay, so one second. So we're saying, so when the Mishnah said, the Mishnah, we learned the Mishnah that you're getting something, it's only talking about a case of toughness. Tanan, this is all in Rabbi Anasim that says, Tanam Chitav HaYilav HaSayin Spat. Yeah. Tanan, we learned again, we learned more in the Mishnah, Echad Tam V'Echad Mu'ud, HaNizik HaYim Mu'ud HaZik. The Nizik says that the mood was mazik. The Nizik mood is a god of a tamas a cotton. The mazik I'm a loy kill a tamas a god of the mood is a cotton. So for the say mitzvah mechal raya. In fact, the Gemara loy mitzvah raya. It's mashma that if you didn't bring your raya shakel. Kedama mazik. You take like the mazik says. But my chitim v'sayin and the same cash that we had earlier. It's chitim v'sayin. And for the Gemara raya lita ve'ein loy. It doesn't mean that you take it. It means that it's right to take. But enechanami you don't take. Back to more about Tanya. I will learn the Brisa. Is a mishtalim the cotton and amud the gadol and a tam. Same kashim. Everything more the tafas. The same tares. That's true. But he grabbed it. Since he grabbed it over there, we don't say.
I might say both of them. Yeah.
The Rash is mashma one. So the Rash is the tafas. Rash is the tafas hashar, not sharyum. Okay, but anyways, so we're saying that. So we're saying it's too about tafas and meda. Therefore, that's when the nizik will get something. But anachanami, if the nizik is not tafas, like rabbi bar nosan, you don't get anything because that's mamas like kana mechit vayd lebisayin. Zok to gemar. The Mishnah said ha yishneim shalosh echad shneim chayavim. What happened? It's the second case in the Mishnah. Two shayim are chasing after one shayim, and they're both owned by one person. Shneim chayavim. So what does it mean they're both chayim? It's one person that's paying for this guy, this Shimon Shah. Shimon has one Shah, Reuben has two Shah. So now, Shimon, the two Shahim are chasing one. So we say over here, automatically, Chayav. So what does it mean, Shneim Chayavim? They're both Chayav. Zakti Mar, Amalei Ravim Parzika Le'Avashi, Rava. Rava was from Parzika? Or this is a different Rava?
It's a different Rava.
That means there's Rava Stam, and there's Rava that, from the town of Parzika. Right? So, Amalei Rava mi Pazikul Ravashi. Shmami, no, we see from here, Shvarim Tamim Sheziku, Rotsumi Zegaiva, Rotsumi Zegaiva. Which means, he's setting in the case over here again, it says Shneim. Shneim Chayavim. What does it mean, Shneim Chayavim? Pashas, it means that the Shire is Chayav. What is that? By Mu'id, it's not the Shire that's Chayav, it's the Bailim that's Chayav, and you pay min Aliyah. Shire Tam is what you pay me, Gufa. So over here, you're paying me, Gufa. It's a both. Sharm, Sheziku, you could be Gaiva from whatever one you want. Yotzim is Zegaiva, you can be Gaiva from whatever you want.
What's enough Kamina?
What do you mean? We'll see in a minute. What do you mean, what's enough Kamina? Let's say one is gone. Let's say one is gone.
Let's say one is gone,
right? So his friend stands instead of him and you can pay from his friend. That's a big Kiddush. That's a Meridiki Kiddush. What do you mean? Let's say one of the Sharm
are not around.
So you could hear very stark.
So you don't take only 25% of that show.
Right, yeah.
You take 50 from the other.
You take full chatzin ezek.
From the other one.
From one. That means normal. You would say no. Why should that be? It's the same like two people sharing. If you pay me gufa, the pshat is that you can only take only if they're both around. Then you could take. But if only one's around, you wouldn't be able to take. Still, we say no. You could take, which is a meir d'gechidish. Because why should it be different than it's Reuven Shah and Shimon Shah? If you say you pay me gufa, tell me which guf. The mazik should say which guf damage. This one is.
No, he's tithing that they both did it.
No,
they both didn't
do the whole thing.
They both did it.
We're saying that. We're saying we don't know. We have no idea. Both did it. What does it mean? Both did it. They're both chasing. It's the same like the Reish and the Mishnah. The Reish and the Mishnah also. The other case was. That Reuven's tiny Shimon did it, and Shimon's tiny Reuven did it. Zok to Gemara.
What? Shmamin or Shvarm Tam Shaziku is different than our case. Here it's clearly saying these two are mazik.
No, I understand.
In our case, we don't know who was mazik.
Right, we don't know, exactly.
It's a little different. Here we both, there's Zichem Mazik and both. It's still a chedesh, because he's still going.
No, what does it say?
Shvarm Tam Shaziku.
Right. That's our case.
We
see from our
Mishnah. Case, we don't know who it was.
No, we're just saying.
Right.
The Agufa. We're trying to learn out from our Mishnah that the fact we have two Sharim in our Mishnah. We have no idea anything.
We don't know who was the mazik. Right,
we don't know anything.
But Tamim Shvarim is a case that both of them were mazik, and that's why we're splitting it.
No, and still we see, Yotzim Izegav, I could take all 50%.
We said Shneim Chayav, both are Chayav. Right. So we're saying that even in that case.
We're talking about one person.
Right. We're saying you can take from both of them.
Right, you can take from both, you can take from one, they're both chayav complete. Okay.
And I was saying that in a case of both of mazik, you could also. But Amish is a bigger chiddush than that.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Oh, okay. And Chanami.
No, but ambition is even a bigger.
He's learning it from our Mishnah.
Right.
He's learning this halacha from our Mishnah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Zakti Gemara. So that's what he's learning from our Mishnah. Zakti Gemara. No, hachamai eskinah b'mu'adim. You don't see that from our Mishnah because our Mishnah can be talking about mu'adim. So mu'adim, you pay for maliyah. So therefore, everyone's achrayi for this payment,
including both oxen.
Right. So therefore, even though one is lost, you won't see this halacha at the tam. It's not similar to the tam because since it's about a mu'ad. So the mu'ud pays min aliyah, so it's really the bailim that's paying. So therefore, that's why he's mechuyev to pay even if one got lost. But by a tam, you won't say that. Maybe anachram, by a tam, you would say that if one of them get lost, you're not mechuyev to go ahead and make the payment, the complete payment. Ibn mu'adin, if it's to a mu'ud, aim is safe. Let's see the next case in the mission. Hayachad gadol v'achad katan. One was a big one, one was a small one. And izik aim a gadol izik. The Nizik says that the gadol was Nizik. My mazik, I'm a loiki ala cotton Nizik. The mazik says it was a cotton. That was mazik. I made some mechabel over here. So the ma'ibu muadin, my nafgulei minei, saif saif, the meitu, ba'alma bay, the shlumei. If it's talking about a muad, what makes a difference if it was a gadol or a cotton? The muad, you have to pay Nizik shalom no matter what. You have to pay min aliyah. You don't care about the show that good.
The baal doesn't have.
What?
You have both
shalom. You have both shalom. It has to be
both.
No,
yeah,
maybe combined.
No, it's
just practice. Doesn't matter. So we're saying that, wow, so we're saying it has to be. So, save the made to him aliyah by the shlumi. Anyways, he's paying made to him aliyah. So if you're talking about a mu'id, why does it make a nafkin mean? I'm a law, he's safe a bit tamin. The reish is a mu'adin. The safe is a tam, and the reish is a mu'id. So, anachanami. The safe has to be talking about a tam, else you have the money and you just make all the payment, and the reish is a mu'id. Amalei Avacha Sabal Ravashi. Avacha Sabal Ravashi. Ibn Muadin. Chayavin. Chayiv. It should have said Chayiv. Yeah, the owner. Muad is not talking about the shor is paying it. The owner is paying it. He paid me an aliyah. So what's Shneim Chayavin? Right? It should say Chayiv Gavin Mibayle. It should say that the Gavin is Mechoyev. So it's only one Gavin. It's only one owner. Reuven's two oxen are chasing.
Somehow we attribute our payments. We look at the animals as collateral. We refer to them, you're going to pay them. This. Obviously, if there's excess money, we're going to go to the other one. Even though it's the government, you're still going to both. You're not paying beyond them.
Yeah, you're saying good. You're saying, but it shouldn't say Shneim Chayavim. It should be like, you might be Chayiv through it. You totally could give money. You have no Shibud. It's a collateral. You don't say to a Mashkin that, you know, that's the Chiyav. The chiv is the gav. The min aliyah means that the gav is mechuyev to pay. So it's not chayovim. Vesu, my shneim. What shneim?
Which two?
Yeah, there's only one gav. So what's two? Zok l'mor ala oylam b'tamin. Really, we're discussing a tam. You're right. We're going back to before original what we thought in the havamin and the safest tackle like that. We're discussing a tam. Rebbe Kivi. It's a Rekiva, the Amma Shutfin Inu. Rekiva says that Shutfin. What does that mean? A Rekiva holds, if you remember, we had a Rekiva and Abishmal. Rekiva says that you become a Shutfin in the Gufa Shah. Right? Rekiva says that by the Tam, you, the Nizik, becomes a Shutfin in the Gufa Shah Mamish. Puchlat Ashar. Abishmal said, no, that you don't become a literal Shutfin in the Shah. Rekiva said you do become a Shutfin in the Shah. So it's going like a Rekiva Dama Shutfininu. The time of this Nayu Litavayu. It's only because they're both around Le Matzi Matchile. Because you can't push it off. Ah, well, it's Nayu Litavayu. If they're not both around, Matzi Amale Zil Aisi Raya, I too ask of Misha Amla. I could say, bring me a Raya that this was the Shah. Then Mazik comes and says that you became a Shutif in the Shah. I'm happy that you became a Shutif. But tell me which one. You didn't become a Shutif in both. So since they didn't come shut them both, so that's why Davkiv, they're both around. Hayushneim shalish echad, shneim chayava means that I need them both around. Why? Because if they're not both around, every kibi attack can be tevei. Because you have to bring a raya, which one? Like Bishmal, since he says that b'atzim zuzi, that you mechuyev in the zuz, so then even by a short time, so then if you lost one, you didn't lose his chus. Well, like Bishmal, if you lost one shah, so that's what it means, Shneim Chayav. And Shneim Chayav means that they both have to be around to be chayv.
What's the matter between Rishma and Rabbi Akiva? I don't understand. Why only according to Rabbi Akiva you chayv? Are you chayv one?
Rabbi Akiva both.
Right, why?
Because
what's the svar?
Let Rabbi Akiva, I become a shutter from it.
Right.
So that's the payment. The mazik, the nizik becomes a shutter.
And according to Rishma, I'm still only goyved from, I'm not goyved from Aliyah. I'm still only goyved from these.
True. So if I have something around, I can take it. The mice are both here to be goyved from. But when I don't have anything around, then when I'm missing one, so like Rabbi Akiva, that might be the one that's completely mine.
Why don't I become a shutter from both?
Why should I become a shutter from both? The one that
because
was magic, I become a shutter.
Right.
So something, you don't become a shutter.
So which one?
I'll go for one. They're both around. We don't literally have to give the animal itself. They're both around.
Right,
I grab them both.
You can't say that I'm a shutter from one to tell me not to be goyver, but then I am a shutter from both to be goyver. It's either I'm a shutter from both, and therefore I could collect from both, even if only one is around. Or if I'm only a shutter from one, then I don't know which one. Then which one is it?
They're not twins.
They're
both worth the same. Otherwise, we're back to the kitchen.
No, I collect both, and then I tell the guy, "Give me." It's kilo. I have both. I don't literally have to have both. I tell the guy, "Okay, now give me $50 from this two." He can say, "No, this one, that one. I'm just gonna China. You're the owner. Give me $50. You don't have to give me the shah itself, but give me $50 over here. When there's only one around, I have nothing to grab onto." Dr. Mishnah. Shah shenogach above chamisha shvarim. One shah, shteist, four or five shvarim. Zechazeh. Yishalim la'achin shabahem. Now, the obvious question is, this guy's a mu'ud. What do you mean yishalim la'achin shabahem? Right? He's not around. He's a mu'ud. And over here we're discussing a tam. So, Rashi says, and the other shahim said, different shatim. Rashi says what happened was he shteist one shah, then he missed out another one. He saw one and he missed it. He didn't kick it. He shteist another one, he missed out another two. There's another one, and he said, you don't become mu'ud. Why does he have to miss two? Because then he'll become a mu'ud, the sayyuk, and you know by Vestas. If every other month your wife sees the same day, then it becomes a Vest also. So Vestas has learned that of Shad. So that's Rashi. The Meiri says a different malach. The Meiri says, he's talking about that it was all in one day. And we pass to become a mu'ud, you need the
3 days.
3 days. Three different, yeah.
Or it wasn't who's the power.
Yeah, that's what it says. Yeah. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. Shosh shenogach above v'chamisha shvarim zeach hazeh yishalem la'achin shabahem. They all pay the payment. So now, there's one shah that kicked four or five shah. Now, four or five is loved after four or five. It could be two or three, whatever. Back upon him, we're saying even four or five. So now, what happened? You end up paying to the last one. The complete chatzi. V'myesh by ma'isa, if there's extra money in this mazik shay, yachshul shalafanav, the guy, the number four, so number five, the guy that stays, the last one gets all the payment. Number four, chatzinezik, yeah. Number four gets, if there's leftover. V'myesh by ma'isa, that means he gets his 50% if there's leftover. V'myesh by ma'isa, yachshul shalafanav. If there's leftover, the guy before that gets. V'achen achen iska. Always the last one is the lucky one. He gets all the money.
He gets the most.
The most, yeah. That's all.
Still
okay, fine. We're talking about the time. We'll explain to the Gemara why everything is... Dibi Amei. Reb Shimon Ayman. Shimon says, Shoye Shava Masayim, Shenogach L'Shoye Shava Masayim. The Shoye that stays 200 to 200, Vein Avel Yafiklum, Zeh Noit L'Manav. So the story is, right away, Reuven Shoye kicked Shimon Shah, Gord Shimon Shah. So the halacha is, they split it, right? That's a regular time, Chatzinezik, they split it. Chaza v'nogach sh'acha. Then this shah went, and they gave each other $100, and now they're okay. The shah is still walking around. He went ahead and shteist another shah. Shah v'masayim ha'achay noitul mona. The last guy takes out a mona from both of them. The shalafanav zeh noitul chamishim says, v'nen zeh noitul chamishim says. So there's Reuven Shimon and Levi. Reuven shah, shteist Shimon shah, they end up with $100. This shah now went and shteist Levi. So Levi gets $100, Reuven and Shimon are down to 50.
I think this is really the same case as the
before. Yeah.
Saying it differently.
It's not just saying it differently, it's different halacha.
Right, because one holds that you go to the last one and you hold
he holds the last one gets,
right.
But the other two are splitting
paid
it.
Right away.
The first one's right, they're splitting it. Right. Zenai Tachamishm says, Chazav and Nagar Shayacha, went ahead and shteist another shah, Shavim Masayim, The last guy gets a mana. V'shalafan of Chamishim says, Levi stays with 50, says, V'shnaim HaShen, and Dinazav, and the first two get $25. So the first two are left for 25. Number three is 50. Number four is 100. That's where the $200 went.